Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X as we broadcast live from the Roswell Infinity Studio. North Fulton Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be in North Fulton today.
It's always good to be in North Fulton. You're well refreshed, back from your vacation. You were back last week, so I know you've been playing catch up all week.
I have been, and I'm still trying to get caught up. But
you never get caught up, do you?
Glad to slow down and get caught right here.
Absolutely. We've got three great leaders here in the room with us. I want to introduce you to Mayor Jerry Wood of the City of Roswell, also Steve Schilling from Digital Ignition, and Dr. Glenn Cannon from Gwinnett Technical College. Those are our three guests. And we'll start with Mr. Mayor of the City of Roswell, Jerry Wood. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Can I call you Jerry, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Wood? What would you prefer?
They all work, but it's good to see you've got Roswell on the name of your studio here. And I drove an Infiniti over here today, so I feel right at home.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, what's going on in the city of Roswell?
Well, it's not just Roswell. It's Fulton County. What's the big question that's coming to the voters is the T-SPLOST. We have the opportunity in the city of Roswell to raise over $100 million for transportation improvements in the next 5 years. That is the biggest complaint I receive as mayor. Traffic is on everybody's minds, and we have a possible solution here. And so I'm all about telling people to vote and support the T-SPLOST in November. It's three quarters of a penny. You won't even notice it. Until you're on the roads, and in a few years, things are better.
So all of the mayors of North Fulton have gotten together and supporting this initiative to go on the ballot, right? For the most part?
Some with more enthusiasm than others.
Good answer.
But it was a unanimous vote in Fulton County to support this three quarters of a penny, and we're all behind it. Some with more enthusiasm than others. I'm a big cheerleader.
Talk a little bit about the benefits that come back out of that, some of the projects that will get funded because of that. How long will that be on the
It's a five-year tax.
Five years.
So 5 years, mm-hmm. three quarters of a penny. Mm-hmm. The biggest projects in Roswell are starting with Roswell Road as you cross the river, always a traffic jam. Mm-hmm. We'll go from a suicide lane, that reversible lane, to four lanes. Should really make a big difference in congestion relief. We're looking at a lot of improvements at Georgia 400 and Holcomb Bridge Road. All of these projects, which should have been funded by the state doesn't have the money. We're going to be looking to the citizens to solve our own problems. I think we all recognize government's not giving us a lot of help, big government, and it's small government's going to be picking up the doing the heavy lifting now.
Mayor Wood, I moved to Roswell back when I was a youngin. Back in the early 80s, and this was back when like 400 didn't even go further north than the Roswell-Alpharetta area. And now I look at Roswell and the growth and the explosion. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's everything in this area that for everybody. How do you make sure you don't grow too fast? I mean, is it possible to grow too big? Is that even possible?
Oh, it's absolutely
possible. How do you control that growth?
This isn't a growth issue as much as a congestion relief issue. If we grew no more, if we did not issue one more building permit, if you'll look at the growth and Forsyth and Cherokee, it's flooding us with traffic. So we've got to address this regardless of the growth. If you look at growth in North Fulton County in your single family neighborhoods, I don't anticipate any real growth there. Where all the cities for looking for change is on the arterial corridors, where you've got those old shopping centers that are, and people are going on the internet now and they're half vacant. That's where you're going to see the change. Let me put it a different way. I grew up in Roswell. I'm a little older than you are, 67 now. I will tell you, I wouldn't trade places with Roswell 67 years ago for this reason. 67 years ago, if it was the same town, I would have to move away for a job. Now the jobs are here, the education is here, the opportunities are here. So with growth, you lose. I can't go quail hunting from the front yard anymore, but I can get to work without driving to downtown.
And you could so go that's quail hunting, but you know, wouldn't be prudent.
Well, you can go deer hunting with a bow, but the quail have all run off. So point is that, yes, you can grow too fast. I think there's enough limitations to control the growth, but the transportation issue, the traffic congestion, is choking us to death.
Well, now, Mayor Mike and I talked to Mayor Belisle here recently on our show, and one of the things he brought up, which I think applies to Roswell, just like it applies to Alpharetta, is all the daily traffic that's coming in and out of town that we can't control. And like you say, it's coming in and out of from Forsyth, from Cherokee, and we've got to do something about that, because that really doesn't, the more building permits that are getting granted out there, the more people that are going to be coming through our communities here, right?
Absolutely. We're going to, the traffic is going to get worse and worse. Here's what's interesting, and you'll remember this. There are no more arterial roads in North Fulton County today than there were in 1940. There are less bridges across the Chattahoochee. What we've done is the growth has far exceeded our transportation abilities, and we've got to catch up. And I wish there were a way to do that other than raising a 3/4 penny tax. I'm a good Republican. I don't like taxes, but I don't like sitting in traffic even more.
It says MARTA. What's going on with MARTA?
MARTA is, the city of Atlanta is doing a half penny for MARTA. So we're going to see a lot of improvements within the perimeter for MARTA. The MARTA question is on hold right now. I'm not sure what the future of MARTA is outside of 400. That's unresolved. I think we'll address that issue after we see what happens with the T-Splost.
We're talking with Mayor Jerry Wood of the city of Roswell here on North Fulton Business Radio. For those listeners that are not familiar with you, Mayor Wood, first of all, shame on them. But tell us about your background, how long you've been serving, how much longer you'll be serving, and just tell us about Jerry Wood.
I grew up in Roswell.
Were you a Hornet?
I was a Hornet. I was a Green Hornet. I remember we used to have a Jeep. We used to paint a Hornet on there. And I was in Roswell when the only restaurant was the Busy Bee or something, and it's a hamburger joint. Anyway, I have seen Roswell grow. I have seen incredible things happen in this city, but I grew up in the country, and I still think I live in the country. I have the only sawmill in Roswell, actually the only sawmill in Fulton County. So I have a sawmill. I try not to work too hard. I've been in office for 19 years now. There's a lawsuit against me. I could be out of office in 6 months, but I still enjoy the process. I still enjoy making things happen in my city.
And that was going to be my next question. What is it you enjoy about serving, and why did you decide to get into politics?
I'm not going to use the P word, but most people get involved in local politics because they are unhappy with the situation. And I was unhappy where Roswell was 20 years ago. So that's what motivated me to run. What keeps me in office is the ability to make a difference in my community. It is a great satisfaction to drive through Roswell and see a park that you were part of making happen, and see people enjoying that park and saying that park is going to be here to benefit people in perpetuity.
So you bring some perspective, though, that we don't often have in terms of where we've been and where we could be going, because you have that perspective. So, well, let's one more shot at T-Splost. We've had a lot of because I know that's one thing you want to talk about. We've successfully used T-Splost around the state of Georgia in a lot of communities, and it's worked really well. And there's no reason to think why it's not going to work well this time around, given the need.
We have not denied opposition yet. I expect there'll be some opposition. There's folks against parks in neighborhoods. But I'm very optimistic that we've got a good list, that people see the need, and they think and they'll see a reason to vote for this. Talking about perspective, your first comment, it's great to be in a city that's over 150 years old. It has survived Sherman. It survived the Great Depression. It survived the Great Recession, and it's going to survive me and do just fine.
So maybe give a pitch for Roswell itself, why Roswell is such a great place to do business, because we are a business radio show.
What makes cities great are the people. And there are great people in Roswell. There are entrepreneurs, there's energy, there's investment, there's opportunity. It's a great small business place to get started. It's not the city of big office towers. It's a city of home businesses, support for those businesses, and opportunities and talent to hire. So it's all about the people.
For those that are looking to come to Roswell, live here, work here, play here, want to know about more about this great area, where can they go on the website? Give us the website address or any other contact information you'd like to share.
I would tell people, if they want to experience Roswell, come out to a Live After Five every third Thursday and see a street party, see an incredible event, and just get to know your neighbors. If you just, you know, I'm not, you know, let's get away from the internet and let's go talk to people. Mm-hmm. So come to the parks, come to a Live After Five, go to the events. This is our Parks Department has declared this the summer of fun. Enjoy the city. Don't go out at 2 o'clock in the middle of the day. Come out first thing in the morning, late in the evening to the parks. Come to a Live After Five. Come to the restaurants. Enjoy the city. How you need to experience Roswell is to get out. Get out of the house. Get off the internet. Meet some people.
Absolutely. Great answer. You know, a lot of times when you hear folks moving to Atlanta, where should I move to Atlanta? I mean, this is a very high demand area, the Roswell, North Fulton, Alpharetta area. I mean, homes don't last very long in the market, and there's a reason for that.
Absolutely. It's a tight market.
Mayor Jerry Wood, City of Roswell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
All right. You got some business to take care of, John?
Absolutely. Speaking of Roswell, Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country, and they aim to provide top-notch customer service. And they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right, John, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition, Steve Schilling. He's the founder. And Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
We talk about growth and everything. And so this is exciting news. Tell us what's going on with Digital Ignition, who you are, and what your plans are.
Well, we opened the doors on the 1st of July, essentially, and took a 45,000 square foot office building that looks like a spaceship just landed in the woods. And have opened the doors to technology startups and early stage technology companies to try to foster and bring together, I think, a lot more of what's going on in Alpharetta.
What was the reason for starting Digital Ignition?
Well, building on the mayor's comments a little bit, we live and work here, and we've got this facility, and there's so much growth in this area, and we found that a lot of the earlier stage companies and the employees that we were trying to address, so much of it is commuting into Midtown and downtown. And there's a great, a lot of exciting stuff going on in those parts of the city, but not everybody lives down there. And so we had the facility, and we thought if we created this, that we would kind of pull out of the woodworks the technology initiatives and people and folks looking to start businesses in the Alpharetta, Roswell, Forsyth County area and create a place where they can go and incubate and share and develop.
So, Steve, talk about those amenities you have. Talk about your space and what you offer startup companies and why they should choose to locate there.
So this starts by, I also run a company called Convergent Media Systems. And so Convergent's been in business for about 13 years. They built this building. And so you'll see satellite dishes there and a command center that looks like we could launch spaceships. And so we had this big technology infrastructure. And Convergent's business is doing great and growing, but they weren't using the entire facility. And so we basically adapted all of the technologies we have in network and network infrastructure and voice capability and monitoring and security and signage. And we basically just took half of our building and said, okay, let's use the cubes, let's use the offices and use all the infrastructure there to make it available for these other companies. And so it's very much like other shared office technology startups, except for we probably go a little further in terms of voice services, internet services, hosting services, all of which can be part of the solution set there.
Since the launch, Steve, which hasn't been that long ago.
That's right.
What's the reception been? What kind of response have you been receiving?
It was really kind of funny, actually. I mean, I sent out an email to about 50 folks in the startup community that I know in and around town. Tag picked it up and sent put it in one of their email hostings, and Hippopotamus and some of the other early stage technology organizations in town. And we had 200 people show up, which was, we sort of figured we might have 100. We had 200 people show up. And it was just overwhelming, the response we got. I mean, people just going, continuously going, we so needed this in this area. I can't believe you've done this. This is great. And it's been really a little bit overwhelming almost.
Well, tell me about some of the companies you got over there. I'm sure you've got some interesting projects that are underway.
Yep. Well, we have, like I said, we only opened the doors 2 weeks ago. Trend Brew is one of our first tenants that moved in. They're doing some really interesting stuff with internet trending on any kind of products, but they're focused, I think, right now on fashion and such. And they've created a website and an infrastructure that has over 1.5 million visitors a month. And it's just four folks, and they've moved in. They're doing some really exciting stuff. We're working with a company called Media Caddy that does digital signage into restaurants and bars for advertising purposes. And they've created a product that holds napkins and straws. And then most of the rest are still, we've got an Internet of Things business that looks like they're moving in. We have a guy that I met with this week that I think is going to become a tenant, who's just started a $100 million investment fund in Atlanta. So he lives in Alpharetta and came by just really to see what he could get access to in terms of investment opportunities, but turns out he needs a place to office. So I think we're pretty excited, even though it's very early on, about the community that's here, that we just are hopefully creating a place for them to come together.
So, Steve, there are a lot of other co-working spaces, incubators in the metro Atlanta area, maybe not as much here in North Fulton, but in the metro Atlanta area. So what makes Digital Ignition different?
I think it's because we're here. I mean, we're up here in Alpharetta. You know, I have nothing but great things to say about, you know, what Georgia Tech does with ATDC or Atlanta Tech Village or Tech 22, you know, lots of different things going on. We just happen to be up here. You know, the companies we're talking to so far tend to be people that live in this area. In fact, we've had a couple of folks approach us that are already tenants of Atlanta Tech Village and in Buckhead, but live up here. And so they say, you know, we may keep our membership and our presence down there, but work here daily because we don't have to drive as far. I think it's really, we've got a great facility and we're up here. And for those that are in this area, I think we're going to create something exciting.
Sort of like real estate, location, location, location. Right. You've got, I mean, obviously with Alpharetta known as a technology hub with all the companies here, what kind of companies are there more certain types of companies you want to attract, or anybody that really has anything to do with technology?
Yeah. So, you know, Convergent is in the digital media, digital signage industry. And so we have video production capability and animation and a lot of interesting technical capabilities and expertise. And so I think anything in that arena, we lend ourselves well to help. As I mentioned, we have a NOC and a National Field Service Organization as part of that company that also could assist in, you know, certain kinds of companies. So I don't, you know, so those are the kinds of things that we have infrastructure to support. But I think, as I've said on a number of occasions now, I'm most excited for what we don't know will happen yet. I think that just by opening the doors and seeing some of the folks that are already coming in, there's a really interesting medical technology provider that came in that I would have said we don't have a lot to offer, but as it turns out, a lot of the network expertise does as well. So I think we open the doors, you know, it's like stir all this stuff together and really exciting things will happen. And we'll look back on this a year or more from now and go, wow, we never saw that happening.
You know, John, the next Microsoft or the next Apple might come out of Digital Ignition. You just never know.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, let's drill down a little bit into maybe the types of verticals that would be particularly good fits for Digital Ignition. You mentioned Internet of Things. Yep. You mentioned medical technology, digital signage. Talk a little bit about that piece.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things when we did our launch, I was showing people, we've got a big TV display on the wall there that shows you just looking at it and has facial tracking software where it is, it can recognize your male, female, age. It can tell if you're happy or sad or if you're frowning or laughing, all this stuff real time. And it's a strange thing to play with because you're looking at it. That was born out of an incubator in Miami. And it's a service provider now to Convergent. And I'm like, I want these things created here. So anything in the digital media arena, anything in the network space, anything Internet of Things, you know, it really around that kind of IP, I think is where Convergent offers and Digital Ignition offers the best infrastructure resources to support it. But like I said, you know, mobile apps, the whole mobile space, we're doing a lot of interesting things in. So we'd love to see those kinds of folks coming as well. But
we're talking with Steve Schilling. He's the founder of Digital Ignition here on North Fulton Business Radio, brought to you by Faratech. I think I got a pretty good idea as far as the name of the company, how you came up with it, but give us a little background. Digital Ignition.
Well, so it's interesting. So you got to go look at the building. Go to digitalignition.com. You'll see some pictures there. This building was built by a guy who was fascinated with science fiction. So the building looks like a spaceship's landed, and the front silver structure that you'll see on the website is literally a replica of the Jupiter 12 spaceship from Lost in Space. And inside, we have the walls are lined with high-definition deep space photos. They cut early on a deal with a space telescope in Hawaii for these negatives. And so they're these great big, you know, 4 by 6 foot display, you know, pictures all over the place. They even got a photo of or a blow up of the Starship Enterprise, counted the panels and color matched the panels on the Starship Enterprise, found out that there are 13 shades of gray. And if you look at the front of our building, the panels are all 13 shades of gray to match. So all the groundwork was there to come up with the name Digital Ignition, and then all the other plays we can do on incubating and startups and launching is all relatively obvious.
For those that would like to find out more about Digital Ignition and perhaps maybe move into the space or take advantage of the services you offer, where can they find out more information?
Digitalignition.com. You can see pricing and overview of the space. You can sign up to come take a tour. We'd be happy to take you through the facility. There's some video on there from our launch party, and that's the best place to do it.
Our tours anytime, because I'd love to come by and see the place.
Yeah, usually within the business day, but yes, we can, between 8 and 5 right now, we can arrange pretty much anybody's schedule.
Great. Steve Schilling, Digital Ignition, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Mike. So Northpoint Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none, and we know that personally.
Yep.
Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At Northpoint Executive Suites, we position you for success.
All right, John, speaking of success, that's a great lead for our next guest. Dr. Glenn Cannon is the president of Gwinnett Technical College. And of course, me living in Gwinnett right now, very familiar with Gwinnett Tech. I've had my daughters gone there. I have other family members that have taken classes there. And now there's a location here in Alpharetta as well. So first of all, Dr. Cannon, thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Give us a broad overview of Gwinnett Tech and where you guys are today.
Well, Gwinnett Tech, as you said, been over in Lawrenceville, the main campus for 31 years there. And I'm Became the president in September 2014. I'm only the third president in 31 years there, which is pretty unheard of. And I'm pretty sure I'll break that streak at some point, but that it's great. And they've had a long history of success. And that's one of the things because of stability over there and community support. The third largest technical college in Georgia right now, but the largest single campus in Georgia. And the North Fulton area was actually the part of another service area to be served by some different educational institutions under the Georgia umbrella. And several years ago, as my understanding, the North Fulton business community saw this boom that was coming in technology and also in the financial tech area and the health services area, of course, and thought that there was probably a lack of the type of training and educational opportunities that Gwinnett Tech offers. I believe some people made a visit over there for a life science building that was open. And from that, 5-6 years ago, came the idea we need something over for direct access in North Fulton. And it wound up being located at the corner of Old Milton and Georgia 400, just a perfect location there. And fall semester will be our first full academic year. So we're excited to be here, excited to serve the business and industry community in this area.
So talk specifically, Dr. Cannon, about some of those needs that you're fulfilling with the programs you're offering and the career fields that you're helping make available.
Well, in this area, North Fulton, this first building is concentrated entirely on healthcare and IT. We have the gamut of IT programs, cybersecurity, financial tech, gaming, coding, programming, Cisco program, and we are growing and expanding those programs because Georgia's technical college system, the two-year system in every state is called something different, just about. We're federally, we're considered community colleges. Some states call community and technical colleges. But we serve that niche of that market of a direct certificate, diploma, and associate degree programs to get people into jobs for the direct training and skill sets that a company needs. We want all of our students to go in and get a four-year degree someday. But right now, our companies are growing so fast, they need the training and expertise that that we're providing. That's the niche that we're filling because you see so many of these, as Steve's mentioned with his company here, these startups and all the growth that's happening. And before I forget, I want to thank Steve. We were talking beforehand, before the show started, and his company is already talking to some of our people about internships. And we're very appreciative of that because that is the model that we're trying to develop in Georgia, and especially at Gwinnett Tech, is that more European internship model. And we're really pushing that over the next year. In fact, we're calling our next academic year the year of interns, and that's taking off over here. But coding, programming, the cybersecurity skills, skill set in that, and especially in the healthcare programs, our rad tech, the x-ray tech, the medical sonography, surgical tech, people do not realize that how much the technical college system in Georgia and Gwinnett Tech and Gwinnett and North Fulton are basically your healthcare provider. I encourage everyone, next time you go to any doctor's office or hospital, and ask the people that you talk to where they got their training from. And you're going to be surprised, because if you think about it, if an accident happened here or anywhere today, we all hope we get to these great physicians and doctors that we have. We're lucky to live in Atlanta and get to all these great Emory doctors and Emory trained and Medical College of Georgia trained. We have doctors from everywhere, but you're going to see six of ours before you ever get to that. They're not the ones, I hate to break this to you, they're not going to come through the door if something happens right here. So you're going to see about six of ours usually before you get to get to them. So we serve a big need. And besides that, we only have two jobs. That's one, serving our students to get great careers. And the other is just as important as our business and industry, because it's our job to make sure that the business and industry that comes in an area has got a sustainable and qualified workforce. And that allows us to keep our business here, and that allows our students to get great careers. And that's really all we try to do every day. We don't have a lot of the other peripherals that that are generally associated with traditional colleges. And we're finding a lot of people are liking that. This past year, our freshman class, first-year, first-time students, 60% already had 1 year of four-year, 1 year to a bachelor's degree of four-year college at a four-year college or university. So I think we saw in the recession, the Great Recession, as the mayor alluded to, came, people saw their career mindsets shift. Some of those jobs went away and aren't coming back. Those that have come back are coming back in different forms, and people are finding out that the skill set they need, they can obtain over at Gwinnett Tech, and that's what our job is.
And that's a big point as we talk with Dr. Glenn Cannon, the president of Gwinnett Technical College, is if you're looking to change careers or have a second career, I mean, my family, again, I had an 18-year-old daughter who went, but I also had a 35-year-old young lady who went as well. So talk about the demographics of the students that you serve.
Over the past 3 years, our median average has went down 2 years from 26 and a half to a little over 2 years to 24. That doesn't seem like a lot, but with 11,000 students a year just in credit programs, it takes quite a drop to move that needle. That tells us that we're getting now back into what we've been pushing for years, and it all rests with the high schools. But that as being a first choice so that for our high school students, and we're now seeing we've had a couple of valedictorians and salutatorians that are our joining our freshman class this upcoming fall, along with other students right out of high school who are realizing this is a acceptable career path for me. Talked to a gentleman the other day, you know, he had five children. He said all five of them, they were pushed to go to a traditional four-year college and university. That was my path. I imagine it was most of us in the room's path. He said, and two of them made it. You know, the other three are back and two of them are with us and one's at another place. But there's just no need. We've got to get a mindset going. There's no need for people to they need to take the correct path to career and the education that's right for them. And we've got to, that's the mindset that we're trying to change. That's the number you're seeing go down. So we're proud of that. And that was about 25% of our population is for it. But our meat and potatoes are those people, like you talk about, the 35-year-old that you, one of your relatives that needed to make a change in there. And that's where right at about 60% of our student population lies, is between that 25 to 50-year-old. And then the rest vary from that. So we cover a wide gamut of range. We'll find our, that's what I tell employers when I talk to them about our students. Not only are you usually getting a student that's, we know is coming out with a great skill set and top-notch technical training, thanks to our great faculty and staff and the support system we have, but you're usually getting a student that's already had some life experience. You're getting someone that doesn't have to worry about, are they going to show up to work? Do they need soft skills? You know, a lot of these people have already, they worked and they've got responsibilities. And that goes a long way in turnover. It goes a long way in additional training cost for a company. So we feel like our students are the answer to a lot of our business and industry communities problems right now.
Now, Dr. Cannon, the Strategic Industries Workforce Development Grant is available to Gwinnett Tech students. Talk about that.
Yeah, we've been petitioning the HOPE program to come up with a different name. That doesn't really roll off the tongue there, does it?
I barely got through it myself there. So
the SIGWIG program. But that was a program started by the governor and the legislature. We'll be in our first, our second year, but really our first full year coming up. They identified 11 programs, 11 careers in Georgia that have the most critical need of and the most underemployment right now, where there are just jobs available and there's not enough skilled workers to fill those jobs. So for those 11 careers and programs, and we have 8 of the 11, those are now 100% eligible to be paid by HOPE. So if you're HOPE eligible, 100% of your cost in those particular programs are covered. Fortunately for us, the health programs and the IT programs are covered. But you know, this is about our Alpharetta campus mainly, but I don't want to forget we still do welding and diesel mechanics better than anyone in the nation there. We don't want to forget that in there. And our diesel mechanics generally are starting out somewhere between 45 and 60. And we've got welders right now that are making $80,000 to $90,000. It's according to whether they want to travel and what kind of job it is and what kind of skill set they go into. So we don't want to forget that. But all those top programs, there's a great need in Georgia for all those programs, not just the health and IT. Manufacturing has come back to Georgia and is coming back to this area, Gwinnett and North Fulton, which I don't know if a lot of people were anticipating. You mentioned some German companies before we were started, or some overseas companies that had heard about. Well, we've had German manufacturing move back in over on the North Fulton and Gwinnett line, manufacturing coming back, and they need excellent manufacturing workers. And that's not the manufacturing that was here in the, you know, up through the 70s. This is a different, everything now really could be called a IT program. I told our people, we're going to move automotive into IT umbrella next year, because everything's around technology now. So this is not the kind of manufacturing that our parents or even I grew up knowing about manufacturing. This is robotics and high-level engineering and just skill sets that great jobs that I don't think anyone would be ashamed of or afraid to say that they had a son, a daughter, or a family member that had one of these jobs. I think they would be very proud to have one of those, knowing they had a great career and a great way to support their family and live a great life.
Well, eventually automobiles are just going to be computers with wheels. I mean, that's the way it's going right now.
They're about there now.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Cannon. You've now expanded into North Fulton County. You've got your current building up and operational. What are your future plans for the North Fulton campus?
Well, the North Fulton, it's got a footprint, and we're planned out for two additional buildings. We can have three buildings there, all about 100,000 square feet apiece. We've got 25 acres, thanks to the North Fulton Chamber, Senator Beach, working with DOT, the North Fulton CID, and support. There's actually been a road built now. You'll see next to our campus, it's going to connect down, that's given us access, so we'll be able to expand that campus sooner than we anticipated. And we're going to go and continue our expansion of our tech programs, our health programs, but we also need to get into some of those more traditional tech programs so that people in North Fulton have access to that, because there's not really an access point. And being on Georgia 500, we're accessible to all of North Fulton.
Before we let you go, I understand that Gwinnett Tech is a military-friendly college. What does that mean for veterans?
We're very proud of our veterans program. I mentioned about the great community support that Gwinnett's had over the years. This is my fifth technical college in Georgia. I've been 31 years. I'm also a president of a community college in Alabama for a while. But I grew up in this system and love it. But so when I talk about the system and what's going on in technical colleges around Georgia, I know what I'm talking about. Gwinnett has had more support, and everyone's known that over the years, than any of our technical colleges. We still do. We're proud of that. We had two major families locally get behind our Veterans Center a couple of years ago and make significant donations. And we now have the number one recognized veteran service in community colleges in the entire Southeast. And we're very proud of that. We're ready for our veterans. They have their own computer labs, their own support system. We have advisors just for our veterans for the different issues that they may have to help them get through the paperwork that is still around, the bureaucracy to make sure they get the aid that they not only the veteran but his family that they deserve. We just recently on Memorial Day unveiled our Boots to Books Memorial that we have, recognizing not only the great service of our veterans, but we wanted to recognize our student veterans. We wanted that's what we're about, our students. So we thought, we had a student that had served two tours in Afghanistan, donated his boots. We bronzed them, put them on books, and it was a great way to recognize, as you enter our campus, that we're here to serve our veterans, and so that they can have their second great career. We know they've had their first great career. It's our job to make sure they have that second great career.
There you go.
So what kind of a program do you have for old fellows like me who need another career?
I tell you what, the best thing I can tell you, since you've given your age, is that if you're 62 and over, you can do anything you want with Gwinnett Tech free. Wow. That's it. We're 62 and over and a Georgia citizen, and you just pick a program and you're free. I played golf with a guy this weekend that just retired as a banker, a longtime banker here in Alpharetta, and he just informed me that he is in the motorsports program at Lanier Tech, so at 64 years old. So we don't have motorsports, but we have one of the top construction trade programs. You talked about your sawmill. You might could come over and be the next great home builder here, or carpentry, or furniture maker.
I was thinking about welding.
Get into the IT, and I'll hire you as an intern.
That's, and as long and we need that number. So as long as we can count that, that'll be great.
All right, Dr. Cannon, for those old geezers like the mayor. Or for the veterans out there, or for the young folks, or anybody else, or businesses that want to find out how to tie into the college, what's the best way to find out more information about Gwinnett Tech?
The best way is, like everyone else, go to our website, gwinnetttech.edu. Don't forget the three T's. wouldn't believe how many people we have to tell that to, but we've just spent a good bit of time, effort, and resources on updating our website over the last 6 months, and it is just rolled out new about 3 months ago. We hope you could find everything that you want there. If not, just call 770-962-7580 and someone will help you, I guarantee, especially in if you're in business and industry. Most of you know Mr. Dave McCullough is our Vice President of Economic Development. And if you're doing business in North Fulton or Gwinnett and you haven't talked to Dave, you need to, because there's also great incentives that there's so many things I could get into, but there are great incentives. There are the Georgia tax credit programs that our technical college system is responsible for administering those. And in North Fulton and Gwinnett, Gwinnett Tech's responsible for that. And you would be surprised if you were expanding your business, bringing in a new business, the credits that are available to you. That as business people, we all want to make sure we always take advantage of every opportunity that we have financially. And if you haven't talked to Dave, that would be the place I would start.
Dr. Glenn Cannon, the president of Gwinnett Technical College, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And John, I wonder if I'm still allowed to go into Roswell after making fun of Mayor Wood over there. Am I still allowed to go into Roswell, or better watch out for Roswell's finest?
Just spend lots of money and you're always welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank all our guests, of course, Mayor Jerry Wood from the city of Roswell, Steve Schilling from Digital Ignition. Can't wait for our tour over there to see that place. And Dr. Glenn Cannon from Gwinnett Technical College for joining us here on North Fulton Business Radio. I want to remind you that Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and other outstanding customer service. They offer great customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. John, anything going on with you this week? Latest in your business?
No, we've had three great guests today, so my head's spinning on that. But no, I'm trying to get everybody's second quarter numbers done, Mike. So lots of accounting going on right now.
All right, and a lot of great information from today's show.
Absolutely.
Three great guests. Of course, we come to you every Tuesday morning at 11:30, so we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Remember to follow us on Facebook and follow us and like us on Twitter at at North Fulton BRX. North Fulton BRX, which of course stands for Business Radio X. For John Ray and Trey and the rest of the folks here at Business Radio X, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.